We've played the 70 minutes. There's the hooter. And Tyrone have started their All-Ireland Championship campaign with victory against the Ulster champions. They have defeated Donegal here 2-17 to 20 points. A three-point victory in the end for Tyrone. We knew this could be a dangerous tie, and Tyrone coming through in the end to start it with a win. So, what's your initial thoughts, Brendan?
Listen, that very last play there, you know, Thompson, he wasn't fouled, and he threw himself down. I thought he could have actually won the ball. The only opportunity he had then was Donegal to get possession and try and kick a two-pointer. As it was, we didn't get the foul. It was recycled round, and Cormac Quinn broke through. And you'd have to say in them closing stages, Oisin, we really looked out of sorts. Our energy really dropped. And Tyrone really bossed it and came into it. You know, we couldn't get our kickouts away. You know, Murphy was beat by Hamsey. Langan was beat there as well, and that one that went wide. We just couldn't get our hands on the ball, Oisin, and primary possession is the key. If you can't run your own kick out, you know, you're two up. We're in a position where we could have went on and won the game at that point. But in fairness to Tyrone, they stabilised, they squeezed up on us, and that was the difference in the two teams, was those kick outs late on. I counted five in a row there that Tyrone won when Donegal went two up. That's the difference in this game late on. It gave Tyrone the opportunities, and they took them opportunities, and you'd have to say in those closing stages they were the better team, deserved to win the match.
Brendan Kilcoyne, I suppose, looking at the sheet in front of us here, the last four scores all coming from Tyrone. That was enough to see the result here. Did they deserve that in the end?
Tyrone deserved the win on the day. They definitely did. Oisin, yeah, they were able to close out that game really expertly well and retain possession when they had to retain possession. And I think, you know, we spoke about the absence of Sean Paton, and I think that really was a problem. We just struggled to get, all we needed to do was to get our hands on the ball from one kick out over the last 10 minutes. On 62 minutes, Patrick McBeardy scored that massive two-pointer to put us two up, and then Tyrone took over, scoring 1 2-pointer and three other scores from Darren McCurry, Peter Hart and Cormac Quinn. And you know, they dominated the ball for the last 10 minutes, so they did, and Donegal just couldn't find a way into the game. I felt our absence of the physical presence of the big guys around the middle of the park, the Hughie McFaddens, the Keelan McGonigals, and obviously Jason McGee wasn't part of the squad today, that we were just too reliant on getting, kicking the high balls out to Michael, and Compel Kilpatrick and Paddy Hamshie were doubling up on him, and he just wasn't able to get their hands on the ball. So you have to give great credit to Tyrone. You know, they came out here today, they've been waiting for this game for the last 5 weeks. We knew it was going to be a big challenge for Donegal on the back of the winning the Ulster final 2 weeks ago. So listen, I said before the match, it's not fatal losing this game, so it isn't. It puts us under a bit of pressure, so it does certainly, you know, in relation to the group. But they just have to gather themselves off, clear up any knocks. And, you know, you look at the advantage Cavan even have next week going in, 2 week break, going into a home game in Breffni Park next week, whereas Ulster champions playing today and again playing next week. So there's no real advantage by winning your provincial championship when it comes down to the All-Ireland series. But that's the hand Donegal have been dealt. They just have to deal with it, and you know, they've been playing well enough. There was just a few things that were off for them today. I'll go back to that foul just before half time, 3 point loss on that, and then we conceded the two goals in the first 15 minutes, which Donegal haven't done really, and particularly in this game. There's been a real absence of goals in games between Tyrone and Donegal, but they had a big impact on the game. And then Tyrone in the last 10 minutes totally, you know, took over, dominated the ball. Donegal just couldn't get their hands on it, and Tyrone deservedly came out winners on the day.
Three of the provincial winners have all lost in the opening round of the championship, Brendan, and maybe looking at it, the way things are set up, and maybe under that closing stretch, as we said, where Tyrone in the closing 7 minutes kicked the last four scores, was that a telling period in the game to say, right, it's not that it's not fair, but it is the way it is, and provincial champions and finalists are going to struggle when it comes to the stage when the rest of them have had a lot more time to prepare?
Yeah, well, I suppose the different dynamics in the game. I suppose, you know, Galway at home, we're expecting a lot from maybe missing a couple of players. Dublin took it down, was a last minute score, beat them. I think Monaghan, they expected Monaghan to beat Louth today. So again, this game was going to come down the wire. I think Donegal and Tyrone, you know, any game when the both teams are at their best and fully having full squads, there's never nothing in it, and there wasn't today really. You know, this come down to small margins at the end really come down to those kickouts and Tyrone just having more possession. They were going to ask more questions of it, so very, very little in it. Yeah, it's tough enough passing. Tyrone was supposed to sit and plan for this game for a few weeks. They certainly come here with a game plan and they carried it out.
Yep. Michael Murphy was immense in that first half where he kicked a couple of two-pointers, 6 points in the first half. But thinking down the stretch, Brendan, were we asking a bit much for him? He was sort of left isolated in his own round the middle and the kick-out strategy wasn't working.
100%, Oisín, yeah. And, you know, we mentioned that about the lack of physical presence around the middle of the park with no Jason, no Keelan, no Huey, and, you know, everything was been aimed at Michael, and Tyrone knew that. They just surrounded him. Interestingly, between Michael Langan and Michael Murphy, they scored 15 points of Donegal's total of 20 today. So, you know, two big, big games for them, but there wasn't enough of the others. Patrick came on and scored a two-pointer. Kieran Thompson had two points, I think, too. And then Ryan McCube had a point in the first half. But if you go back through our other number of games, we were coming in with 8, 10, 12 scores. Yeah. And we didn't have enough contributors to the scoreboard today, Oisín.
Yeah. Listen, a disappointing day for Donegal, but just finally, Brendan, because we have to go get reaction downstairs as well. Listen, Tyrone have started their campaign with a one, and it puts them now in good shape with games to come against Cavan and Mayo.
Yeah, desperately unlucky to get relegated, Oisín. You think back to that down in Galway, you know, they were conceded a two-pointer in discretion late on by accident, or they would have had, you know, their own destiny in their own hands. You know, finished the season fairly well, that big one at home over Dublin, and competed well, obviously, in Ulster, and they destroyed Cavan, who beat Mayo last week, and really put it up, and had Armagh beaten as well. So, you know, Malik O'Rourke's in there, you know, every first year he's been everywhere he's done, from the Loop and Derry to Fermanagh to Monaghan to Glen, he's won. You know, there's only one thing to win now, and that's the All-Ireland. And listen, people were talking about Tyrone. I've chatted with somebody today about dark horses, because everybody was putting, they weren't in maybe the full discussion in terms of All-Ireland. You've got to say, look, there's nothing there to say this Tyrone team couldn't win All-Ireland.
So Donegal, a disappointing day. They have lost out here in the All-Ireland Championship opener. Michael Murphy scored 8 points today. Three of those was two-pointers. Michael Langan chipped in with 7. Ryan McHugh, Kieran Thompson and Patrick Riberti also on the score sheet. They will now have to regroup for their second game against Cavan next week. But full dues have to go to Tyrone. They were able to dig deep at the end, and Darren McCurry, Dara Canavan, Peter Hart and Cormac Quinn all stepped up with big scores in the closing stage for them to see out this one. Shawnee O'Donnell got both of their goals. McCurry ended the game with 7 points. Canavan had a quiet day by his standards. He managed 2, but of course one of them was crucial towards the end. And how big a score was that by Peter Hart, the second half substitute as well? He got a 2-pointer. But it's Tyrone who start the group stage with a victory. They of course have their home game against Mayo to come next weekend. Many thanks to Brendan Devaney and of course to Brendan Kilcoyne. There will be lots of reaction on the DL debate on Monday night to this Tyrone victory and indeed the other games that were played at the weekend. Your final chance to give it a plug there,
yeah,
Brendan.
Yeah, we'll have the one and only Muggsy, Owen Mulligan on.
He'll be happy.
He better be in best behaviour now. He might be a bit smart on it, but no, always great to have Owen on the show. We'll have a few words from our co-com there, Brendan Kilcoyne as well, and Michael McMullen will wrap up all the All-Ireland series for all the big talking points from the weekend.